Blog Talk Radio.
Scratching her tail on the lawn as she does so, turning to the north, to the south, to the west, to the east, as the show is broadcast all over this planet we call Earth. Night Owls Radio. Welcome, Night Owls, to speak to the host and be on air. Call 657-383-1357. That's 656-383-1357.
But you should already know that.
Wow, you should be on blogtalkradio.com, Miss X, right now. You should be right there on the page, and you should know the call-in number. Because it's right there on the page. Anybody home, all you unemployed people, you collecting unemployment because it pays you more than working, you humans, you. The show is for the dateless, of the loserless, the geekies who like old black and white movies. Horror movies, monster movies from the 1950s and 60s, which we have not done in quite a long time. My little night owls haven't done it in quite a long time on this show. So today, all of that changes. And we're going to present from 1950-something, the monster movie to end all monster movies. It's The Monolith. Monsters. Monolith Monsters with Miss X. Get it? That's your midnight monster movie with Miss X. Monolith Monsters for this weekend. And I was just finishing up another test. Yet another test in my MBA program. If you followed this show, you followed me all the way through my undergrad. Yay! Yes, even vampire squeezes have to get their degrees. Oh, my. Oh, chemicals in the lab, smoking up, popcorn, get it all, baby dolls. Get it all ready, because this show is sure to put you to sleep. You poor insomniacs, hence the term Night Owls Radio. Yes, I just got finished with a test before realizing that I had to do this show, before realizing that it was a few moments till I had to go online. There's about three other things going on. I have to redo, for the first time ever, redo some of my work for this particular MBA course.
Statistics!
excuse to scream, but when it's statistics, oh, you're just dragging me out with these statistic courses, man, to get this MBA and to be done, Do you want to turn on over to the Monolith Monsters? I could just let that play and not talk for the rest of the show. That would be the lazy way, wouldn't it? Didn't you tune in to hear my dulcet tones, all of you? Or are you going to let me lay in my blue and I don't even know what color this is, sort of greenish flowery covered duvet bed? Are you going to let Miss X lay in the bed while I host the show and just let you listen to the Monolith Monsters? As I'm sweeping up in here, there's all this stuff in the old wooden shack today. Little pieces of white all over the floor. But I am, want to hear the sound of the sweeping? You hear the broom? That's the green broom over here in the old wooden shack where I broadcast live from the old wooden shack. Tomorrow is a really great, great event that I talked about on my now former page. It's an unusual event that you don't see out there anymore. Sort of, it's really old-fashioned. Sort of reminds me of the 1980s horror hosting thing and those late night movies you would watch, which is what this show that you're listening to right now is about. The old monster horror movies scaring you late at night. Well, they're going to do this event tomorrow that I wanted to attend, that Miss X plans on attending. And it's an old-fashioned drive-in theater with a nice, nice yellow background. Yellow. Hear the squeaky door in the old wooden shack? I was going to get air during the show and open the door. It is so humid. Ah! It's finally summer. Woo! That's great, but it's just that humid, stiff, still, stuffy air. It's going to be this event, like I was saying. Oh, man. A drive-in theater. They're going to be showing two gloriously old black and white monster movies. I believe they're going to be the old ones, and I'm not going to be able to attend. Oh, once again, that's right. I haven't been out there in over a decade, people. A decade to this little horror convention, monster convention thing. That's how rarely I do public appearances. Do you know how rarely it is that I crawl out of this coffin? Only for you. Only to spread the word about horror monster movies and psychological thrillers and paranormal subjects that you humans call paranormal, which is what I do on this show. So I finally think I'm going to be able to get to this event, but there's so much MBA homework, so much for Miss X MBA, Miss X MBA, two M's again, that I don't think there's any possible way without a car since 2008 that I'm going to be able to get out there. You want me to get a car? Are you sick of hearing the complaints? So am I. You know what I'm really sick of? Standing out there in the freezing cold rain and wind, and none of you listening care. None of you do. If you did, you'd be donating to PayPal.com address, which is for the car fund, so I can get a car, any car, even a cheap used car, something with wheels that runs. That's all I ask. All I ask. And the fund is on PayPal, address weish@yahoo.com. That's weish@yahoo.com and help X get a car so she can come out and meet all you fabulous, wonderful, friendly people and meet some of you again that I haven't seen since the last time over 10 years ago. 10 years ago, over a decade ago. That's a decade ago. That's 13, going on 13 years with no car. 13 years. Most of you couldn't survive for 2 days without a car. Your car's in the shop and you're complaining. Yeah, tell me about it. I had to work outdoors. You crazy, crazy, crazy human. I had to work outdoors when it was a record-breaking low temperature of 40 below zero. But I had some great news with everything that's been going on. I did get a call about a possible opportunity for me to return to New York City. Woo! My favorite city in the world. New York City, where blogtalkradio.com broadcast out of. Great opportunity there. Still haven't had time to get back to them on that, but coming and moving for the job to New York City. So this is Miss X. This is Monolith Monsters. And you're going to listen to it right now on blogtalkradio.com, Night Owls Radio. Enjoy. Get the popcorn.
From time immemorial, the Earth has been bombarded by objects from outer space. Bits and pieces of the universe piercing our atmosphere in an invasion that never ends. Meteors, the shooting stars on which so many earthly wishes have been born. Of the thousands that plummet toward us, the greater part are destroyed in a fiery flash as they strike the layers of air that encircle us. Only a small percentage survive. Most of these fall into the water, which covers two-thirds of our world. But from time to time, from the beginning of time, a very few meteors have struck the crust of the earth and formed craters, craters of all sizes, sought after and pored over by scientists of all nations for the priceless knowledge buried within. In every moment of every day they come, from planets belonging to stars whose dying light is too far away to be seen. From infinity they come, meteors.
Meteors! Woo! There's a meteor! Oh!
Another strange calling card from the limitless reaches of space. Its substance unknown, its secrets unexplored. The meteor lies dormant in the night.
The meteor just came and exploded. Who knew that monoliths came from an exploded meteor? Meteor, monolith monsters. It's Miss X. Ooh, it's got a flat tire. I guess that's from the meteor. I have to give you commentary because you can't see the movie. You can only hear it here on blogtalkradio.com. Monoliths Monsters, drama horror science fiction from 1957.
Maybe I ought to be a geologist like you and Dave.
Mm-hmm.
I've been stuck here among rocks so long, all I'd need is a refresher course, and I bet I'd be all right.
Nah, you stick to your newspaper. Who knows, maybe I've just discovered something new here. You've got a wonderful article.
Exercise, exercise.
I doubt if there's even anything new.
This movie's boring. You get up and exercise like I'm doing.
Nothing that's really new.
Get your workout, 30-minute workout in during this show. Night Owls Radio on blogtalkradio.com with your host, Miss X, the mysterious Miss X. From the meteor sitting in the water, and somehow that creates a monstrous thing in the monolith of monsters. Is that the deal?
You're going out there at this time of night? I think we'd better.
Dave, I don't like what you think.
I'm not thinking anything.
You're going out there? Just this
Now, several people have collapsed from pieces of the meteor, I guess.
I'd better stay put.
You'll need this.
Thanks. Oh, and Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Not one positive extinction point in the whole thing.
Yeah. I guess.
And look at this. I made a breakdown of the rock we found here in the lab. With the exception of a trace of iron phosphate, not enough to mention, they're all silicates. Chert, feldspar, pyroxene, almost all the olivine group, flint, almost solid silica. Little bits of it slapped together in such a way that it shouldn't even exist. What do you think?
Well, I think that... I think I better stick to the newspaper business.
What?
Well, I'll need more than just a refresher course before I even know what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. Doesn't make much sense to me either. Let's see how this Simpson rock compares it. Identical. Two specimens are exactly the same.
Huh.
I don't know.
Specimens of what?
It's on a sample and it multiplies.
Well, I'm over here sweeping while you're listening to Miles Monsters sweeping the floor in the old wood shack.
We don't even know who else might have picked up a piece of it. Tourists, maybe. Why, they could carry it to every part of the country.
Yeah. Well, at the rate this stuff spreads in destruction, Mark, when you write your story, there may not be anybody around to read it.
Couldn't spell the word.
Ring, ring, ring. Ring. Hello. Telephone.
Yeah. Hey, this is Dr. Reynolds.
Yes, sir.
Dave, I want you...
A really impolite way to answer the phone. Yeah.
Trip to Los Angeles. I want to get Jenny to the California Medical Research
Institute. How come it's always Los Angeles?
Jenny, is she worse? Yes. I made arrangements with a young specialist there, Dr. Hendricks. He'll take over. Okay, I'll take him myself.
Good. When can you leave?
Right away.
Get on over here.
Oh, wait a minute.
Get on over here.
How bad is it?
Your hand has turned to stone.
Oh!
And he has to reach that hospital as quickly as possible.
That's our one chance.
Oh! Jenny's hand turned to stone after she touched the monolith, the monster stuff. Oh! Gross.
Discoloration around the pile of rock. Yes, you do. It's funny I didn't notice that before.
Seems to be only around the points of contact, always near where the rock is modified.
Yeah.
Now, look at the difference, Dave, more than just the color.
This.
It looks lifeless. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
No. You don't want me interrupting this great movie for you, but Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, looks like she has a new book out. I read her autobiography before, many years ago, and this one looks like, I believe it was an autobiography. Looks like she's got a new book out, so check it out.
Just out of the earth, looking so much like wrecked furniture.
What did they have in common? They lack something in common. Silica.
They lack silica?
Yeah. The dirt sample is ordinary earth, nothing more. The wreckage is exactly what it should be. Wood, plaster, metal. But the silica content in both is missing. It's not a sign of it.
That could be the answer. We know the siliceous rock does multiply. Perhaps a part of the process is the absorption of silica, taking it right out of whatever it comes into contact with, be it desert or wood or
human being.
So far, they're talking about science, not science fiction. The fiction part comes in with the monolith monster.
It's a trace element like iron, copper, aluminum, only there's much less of it.
Doctor, if the silicon contents in the person were suddenly to disappear
by contact with a rock?
No matter how, what if it did?
Wait a moment. Science never has known for sure just what the function of silicon was, but there is one theory that silicon is what helps make the skin flexible.
Flexible.
And take it away? Time to get work to Hendricks. Come on.
Hey, where are you going?
We've got a meteor to find.
We've got a meteor to find. Hey, where are you going? I'll take the meteor. You know, generally, meteors would be very easy to spot, being that they leave that big, great hole in the earth.
That rock had robbed his entire body of silver. That means only one thing. We've got to try and synthetic to replenish that element in Jenny's body and arrest the solidifying act.
I know you're doing the best you can, Doctor.
I can't believe it. For once, I actually watched this movie. It actually isn't totally boring, and you don't have to skip to the ending like in all these other 1950s movies to get to the good part. The monolith monster. Movie that you're listening to, The Monolith Monsters, will be up in its entirety on July 23rd show on blogtalkradio.com, Miss X, for your viewing pleasure. If you don't hear any new shows from Miss X in the upcoming weeks or months, you know it's because she's very busy. And until next time, in the words of She Beast, I'll be back. And until then, happy screams!
It's working! It's working! The salt water is stopping! Right there, crack!
governor had stopped for an unscheduled meeting with the state engineer and the state disaster director. That's why he was so late getting to the airport.
Never mind that. What did he say about the dam?
Oh, he said, don't blow up the dam.